Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Balaba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Shri Radha Madhava Asa Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Chandodaya Mandir Ki Jai. Narayanam namaskrityam, Naharam chaiva narotamam, Devim sarasvatim vyasam, Tato jayam udirayat, Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya, Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
So here we have Upadeshamrita, the handmade, what is it called? Place market like that. I make it myself. I have a small factory. So the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada says, yes, Rupa Goswami has given us many books, such as Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindha Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, but Upadeshamrita constitutes first instructions for neophyte devotees, like that. And in the beginning he says, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are Bengali Vaishnavas. How many Gaudiya Vaishnavas here? Okay, yeah. Are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the science of Krishna. The most exalted of the activities of Krishna, most exalted aspect of the science of Krishna, are his pastimes of conjugal love with the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. So then here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila, chapter 4, it's the confidential reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, right? Confidential reasons. Because all these things are very difficult to understand. You know? Most people can't understand them at all. If you look in the Encyclopedia Britannica, which is written by great understanders, right? They say Lord Chaitanya was a religious epileptic. He's having epileptic fits. So that's what they understand. Yeah. And so it's very confidential. You know? So here in this chapter, you can read the whole thing, And it goes through gradually through everything here. It says, text number 51. Small letters. Shuresh shanam durga gatir ati shayeno pani shadam muninam sarvaswam pranata patalinam madurima vaniryasha premno nikila pashu palambuja drisham shri chaitanya kim punar api drishor yashat padam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the shelter of the demigods, the goal of the Upanishads, the be-all and end-all of the great sages, the beautiful shelter of his devotees, and the essence of the love of the lotus-eyed gopis. Will he again be the object of my vision? Aparam kashyapi praniya pranayi jana vrindasya kutika. Kutuki rasa stomam hritva madhuryam upabhoktum kam apiya uchaswam avavre dutim tatadiyam prakatyan sadevas chaitanyakritir atitaram naha kripayatu. Lord Chaitanya desired to taste the limitless mellow of the love of one of his multitude of loving damsels, Sri Radha. And so he assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah? He has tasted that love while hiding his own dark complexion with her effulgent yellow color. May that Lord Chaitanya confer upon us his grace. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Text number 51 and 52 are respectively Pratama Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya Astaka 2 and Dvitiya Sri Chaitanya Astaka 3 from the Stavamala of Sri Rupa Goswami. And I think Upadeshamrita is also part of Stavamala. My research is here originally. Stavamala by Rupa Goswami. Yeah, mala means, you know, like garland. And Stava, I'm not sure what it means. There's a collection, I think, of different things by Rupa Goswami. So this is part of that. But as the original Upadeshamrita was also included in that also. Although it's a different history too. And then Krishna's Kabir says, Baba Grahanera Hetu Kaila Dharma Stapan Taramukya Hetu Kahi Suni Sarvajan. To accept ecstatic love is the main reason he appeared and we established the system of this age is a secondary reason. I shall now explain that reason. Everyone, please listen. Lord Chaitanya, every Kali Yuga, actually every Yuga, there's a different process of religion. It's just like, you know, spring, summer, winter, fall, winter. No, spring, summer, fall, winter. There we go. Down, yeah. Spring, summer, fall, winter. You have different things you can do like that. That's different. So in the age of gold, the process of religion is, in Satya Yuga. Yeah. No. Okay, and in the second age, the process is? Sacrifice, yeah. The third age, and the fourth age. Yeah, yeah. And so there has to be an incarnation, Yuga avatar, to establish this, yeah. And so, but usually Vishnu can do that. He does that. He gives the holy names, but he gives them the mood of Vaikuntha like that. Actually, the vocative form of the word Hara and the vocative form of the word Hari are both Hare. So most people, you know, when they're chanting the Maha Mantra, which is in the Kali Santara Upanishad, they're thinking of O Hari, O Krishna, O Rama. They don't think of O Radha. They're thinking Hare means O Hari, like that. O Hari, O Krishna, O Rama. But then Krishna says, well, you know, I haven't given love of gods in the mood of Vrindavan for a long time. Okay. So he comes, and he comes as the Yuga avatar, because Vishnu can't do that. So he comes himself. So this Yuga avatar, Lord Chaitanya, is actually giving the holy names, which is his job, but he's giving them in the mood of Vrindavan. Okay, so more confidential. And what to speak of the mood of Vrindavan, he's giving them in the mood of Radharani. Okay, even more confidential. Yeah. And what to speak of the mood of Radharani, he's giving in the mood of Radharani in separation from Krishna. It's even more intense. So Ramana and Roy and Lord Chaitanya are discussing this, they're going higher and higher. Then Ramana and Roy says, but there's something even more intense than that. And Lord Chaitanya covers his mouth. So we don't know what it is. There's more to learn. Okay, if you understand this, it's enough. Yeah, Vipalamba Seva. So the internal reason is he comes because he wants to try and understand Radharani's position. Yeah. It's just like Krishna knows that everybody should be attracted to him. All the girls should like it. It's like when you go to your, you know, basically junior high school. You guys easier remember that, like junior high school, middle school. Yeah, okay, you know. You go there and you're not kids anymore. You're not adults. It's kind of like this weird situation where it's like you can't play with dolls and trucks and stuff like that. And you can't also like smoke cigarettes like that. And it's very exciting too, like figuring out, because also you still can, you know, remember both aspects like that. So all the pastimes in Vrindavan at the Kishore age, Nitya Kishori, occur at this level. Radharani, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, they can all like, you know, totter back and forth between different perspectives like that. You know? But different ones have different, you know, perspectives. So Mother Yashoda is always kind of seeing Krishna as her baby. You know, okay? And Radharani and the gopis are always like appreciating Krishna as this youth like that. So her Nitya Kishori age, I think, is 15 years old or something like that. And Krishna's is 16 like that. You know, so that's their kind of their natural inclination. But she can also think of Krishna as a baby. Radharani can also think of that as affection. He needs to be protected and given advice like that. And she also can act motherly like that. But her real essence, her Sthai Bhava, is, you know, is conjugal. So so all these pastimes, probably says, all these pastimes in Vrindavan, none of them are very serious. You know, who cares if this and that? It's like, you know, but to the gopis and Krishna, it's very serious. It's like, I'm gonna die. You know? Can imagine, like, it's like a junior high school, right? Everybody has to go to junior high school, and then, you know, Radharani sees Chandravali, and she's wearing Krishna's varsity football sweater, like that. Oh my God! Krishna gave her his varsity football sweater, like that, you know. And so she's gonna die. She's crying and about to die. And Lalita comes along and says, "What's happening? What's the big problem?" Like that. You know? And she says, "Oh, I just saw Chandravali, and she has Krishna's football sweater." You know, because like when you're a football team, you give you a sweater like that. You know? You don't know what he's saying. And so. And Lalita says, "No, it can't be true. I saw Krishna. He's wearing it like that. Are you sure?" "I think I'm sure. I don't know." The bell rings. You have to go to class like that. Well, Krishna's in his algebra class or whatever. "I'll go and see. And if he's wearing it, I'll go over to your English class. And I'll wave in the window like that. And it's okay, you know." So then Krishna's in his class there, and, you know, algebra, whatever it is. And then teacher's teaching, and there's, you know, Lalita hanging out in the window like that, trying to like. Keep from falling off the trash cans or something like that. I'm looking at Krishna. The teacher's looking at this, and she's ducking down. So funny, he has it. So she goes over and climbs out of the trash cans and tries to wave to Radharani, and Radharani is like, relieved. And then the teacher's all trying to figure out what's happening like this. What's going on here like that? Radharani falls off the trash cans, and goes back into her home economics class covered with garbage. So it's all, you know, it's all, probably says it all, none of it's like all that important. So what if Krishna's wearing, who's wearing whose sweater like that, you know? But for them, it's like life and death, you know? When you're this old, it's like, you know, it's like these things like, my God, what's going to happen? You know? I can't live. You know? So understanding this is the age, it all occurs at that age. In this world, we see a reflection of these things like that. You're not old enough to have all your stupid responsibilities as an adult. How will I make money? What will I do? And all this kind of stuff. And you aren't also old enough to forget what it's like just being a child, like this, you know, everything's like a magic and, you know, so on. So it's a perfect age, you know, for all these pastimes. And so then, and so Krishna knows, like, you know, you're looking in the mirror, like, hey, pretty handsome guy, and like, he's starting to play sports, and he's like, you know, the best guy on the team, hey, like that, you know, his friends all love him. You know, and he also can sing really well, like, you know. So he's not surprised that all the girls are very attracted to him. Why not? You know, it's obvious, you know. Yeah, they should all like be worshiping me, like that. But Radharani is a fanatic. You know, when he walks by her, she starts just, you know, becomes, she just starts, what, goes in trance and starts hiccuping or something like that. like that. So he can't figure out why she's so attracted to him. Like, yeah, I know I'm handsome and everything else, but this is ridiculous. Like, it's like that, you know. She can't eat or something like that. You know. So then he starts talking to Lalita and Vishaka. What is this? I mean, you know, why is she so attracted to me? You know, is it my hairstyle or something? Or she has some previous life experience or something like that. You know. Or maybe it's something else. You know. And so then Lalita and Vishaka are looking at it and they say, well, we can try and tell you like that. Because, you know, they're very confidential with her, their expansions of her. And they talk with her. And so, but it's very confidential, so let's go someplace else. You know, so they go to a confidential place and discuss all these things, and then Krishna tries to enter in, and tries to appreciate these sentiments, you know, feelings of Radharani. So that place is Navadvip, right? Another name for it, too. Mayapur. There you go. And so that's where, you know, these pastimes are manifest. You know. But, of course, externally, you know, Lord Chaitanya is spreading the, you know, Nama Sankirtan. And very externally, he's spreading it in the name of worshiping, you know, Krishna, Supreme Lord. With common people, Lord Chaitanya would only engage in prasadam distribution and kirtan. That's it. With brahmanas, he would discuss Bhagavad Gita. And only very few people would he discuss actually his internal pastime. And actually, the real confidential pastimes only were discussed with 4.5 people. Who's that? Huh? 3.5, actually. No, Sikhi Mahiti and Sikhi Mahiti's sister. And obviously, in Vedic culture, ladies are counted as 1.5. I don't know why. Yeah. And I was thinking, actually, remembering, actually, the female embryo and the male spermatozoa. I think there's something about actually half the DNA or something like that. It's really strange. I just realized that. The gamma type is like half of this. Wow. You know. And the thing is, you go on with these things, you discover there's actually really, like, you know, really scientific reasons for all these things, why this and that. And, oh, okay, yeah, now it's all clear. You know, yeah. But yeah, she was one of the Sikhi Mahita's sisters, one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, she never, you know, got within distance of him to even, like, whatever, you know, just while the ladies off their basins from a distant place, what to speak of talking or anything else. So there's no limit on how we can be an intimate associate of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya based on the body. Okay. It's all a matter of the consciousness and stuff like that. You know? So Sikhi Mahiti doesn't even talk about him, as far as I know, too much like that. But instead, yeah, these were the 3.5 most confidential associates. So with them, he would discuss these things like that. You know, other people, I guess, different parts of Bhagavatam, you know, different levels like that. So that's, you know, Navadvip, maybe Jagannath Puri too. So very confidential pastimes in the feeling of separation. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to try and appreciate this. Krishna wanted to try and appreciate these things. So he entered in this mood like that. And then, some people say not bona fide, maybe not bona fide, but anyway, it seems basically it's a good idea. Guru Govinda Maharaj, he was saying, explaining that Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani with her intense emotions stolen by Krishna, like that. Now Krishna's enjoying trying all this out, so Radharani can't manifest these things. So he's like Chandravali. Yeah, Chandravali is like Radharani without his intensity. But he's still Radharani. So he's complaining about how Krishna is, you know, taking up this mood and stuff like that. he does it in a like aggressively, you know, lamenting mood. Whereas Chandrabali is lamenting about things, oh, Krishna doesn't love me anymore. But like when Viradhara is doing it, he's like, you know, letting the whole world know about it. Everything else like that, you know. So still, Radharani is still Radharani, you know, like that. Even though Krishna is trying to get rid of all these pastimes like that, you know, carrying on. And so yeah, Gaura Govinda Maharaj says, and eventually, because it's Radharani's property, it'll return to her, like that. These strings will return to her because it's her property. But right now, when she's in all this, having all this problem because Krishna's carrying on like this, like a girl, like that, lamenting, you know, like that. Anybody who supports her in this time of need, when she gets back her property, can expect a big reward. Like that, you know. So if we support Gadadhar in this, the Panchatattva, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole subtle thing, I mean, this consciousness and actually appreciating it. Yeah. So then he says, okay, to accept ecstatic love as the main reason, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna appeared, and to reestablish the system for this age, now is a secondary reason. Now I shall explain the first reason. Everyone, please listen. Mula hetu age shloker kaila abhasa, ebe kahi se shloker arta prakasha. Having first given hints about the verse describing the principal reason why the Lord appeared, now I shall manifest its full meaning. And this is the verse. In the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has like maybe 5-7 verses, which are basically the whole book. Like then he explains them one after another. This is one of the first verses here. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrittir Sladisha Hadini Shaktir Ajmad Ekat Tattva Ekat Manav Api Bhuvapura Deha Beda Gatao Tao. Yeah. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dari Anyonye Vilase Rasa Asvadanakari. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies, lest they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. So Prabhupada's purport. The transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to the materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation. But one needs great spiritual insight to study and understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor, and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other. Anymore we can separate fire from heat. Fire from heat. Everything in the absolute truth is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of fact. And so I was discussing this last night about Professor Tataminil, his book. He's a recent theologian. He really goes through very slowly, very systematically, very carefully discussing the ideas of Paul Tillich and the Protestant, you know, view of God and everything else, and trying to understand these things. And then a God of, you know, the Vedanta, we call it Advaita, of Shankara, like that. Yeah, back to God, like that. Learn something. Yeah. And so it goes on like very, you know, they try to understand this stuff. And so he got some idea working it out. And maybe also from hearing from Prabhupada's followers, talking to other people. So it's entering into the atmosphere like that. So hearing it from us directly, he was very pleased to see, oh, your philosophy, you know, solves this problem. You know, like that. But he also said, he was joking, he said, but we theologians cannot resolve these problems too quickly. Otherwise, we'll be out of a job. So it's a fact. They have that kind of tendency to take their time because they, you know. So they were jnanis, jnana mishra bhaktas. They're devotees, but they're really attached to this jnana level for certain reasons like that. Yeah. Prestige, enjoyment, thinking I'm better than others.
Say you do eka chaitanya goshai, rasa asvadite dhone haile ekatane.
Now, to enjoy rasa, Radha and Krishna have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that description, the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Okay, so he's going to describe Radha and Krishna so we can understand Lord Chaitanya.
Radhika hayena Krishna pranaya vikar swarupa shakti kladani nama yan har.
No? Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Khladini.
Khladini karai Krishna ananda ashvadan Khladinira dvara kari bhaktira poshan.
Probably some people will learn Bengali just to appreciate this directly. Bhaktisiddhanta said that. That Khladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. And as you can see, the purport is quite long. Yeah. Probably just following the acharyas. Yeah.
Lord Krishna's body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Yeah. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Kladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvit of cognizance. Yeah. It is also accepted as knowledge.
Long purport.
Halini sambhya tvaye ka sarva sangstitao sladatapa kari mishra tvaye guna vajite.
This is from Vishnu Purana 112:69.
O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Kladini, Sandini, and Sambhya, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and mixture of these two do not exist in you. You have no material qualities. The essential portion of the Sandini potency is called Shuddhasattva.
Yeah.
Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it.
So there's Sat, Chit, Ananda, Sandini, Samvit, and Hladini. And the essential portion of Sandini is Shuddhasattva. In the material world, we have tamas, rajas, and sattva. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15. One's a reflection of the other. Right? So the highest thing in the spiritual world is vipralamba, parakiya. Parakiya ananda, enjoying with somebody else's wife or husband. Like that. But the material world is the most disgusting thing. It's the greatest ignorance. So when you become very purified in the mode of goodness, you become the Shuddhasattva. So the Shuddhasattva is the essence of the Sandini potency. Okay? Okay, there'll be a test afterward. Since you're somewhere. Yeah. The essential portion of the Sandini potency is called Shuddhasattva, and Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. Krishna's mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of Shuddhasattva. The conditions of pure goodness, okay, this is Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. The conditions of pure goodness, Shuddhasattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed, while any covering is called Vasudeva. It is that pure state, in that pure state, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the material senses, and who is known as Vasudeva, is perceived by my mind. So Vasudeva gives birth to Vasudeva, va-va-va-va. Krishna's father is Vasudeva and Krishna is Vasudeva. So Vasudeva consciousness gives birth to Vasudeva. Yeah. The essence of the Samvit potency is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. And all other kinds of knowledge, such as knowledge of Brahman, are its components. The essence of Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is maha, bhava. Okay. The Shobhoi. Maha bhava swarupa Sri Radhika Thakurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Siromani. Sri Radhika Thakurani is the embodiment of maha bhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. There's a good verse for today. It's like a theme verse for today. We can have him publish it in the Boise Statesman, whatever it is. We can publish it today, like that. Yeah. Today's news. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is a depository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. And she'll be having a birthday party at the Boise Temple today. Like that. Okay. Here I have a verse from the Upa Goswami's Ujvala Nilamani. Radha Prakarana 3. Upa Goswami in Upadesha in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes everything. Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Bhakti, like that. Who can do it? And then Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, different mellows, combining mellows. And then finally, there's not enough time or whatever to describe Madhurya Rasa, enough detail. So he writes a separate book called Ujvala Nilamani. Ujvala Nilamani, very bright blue jewel, like that. And he goes in all the different kinds of gopis and their sentiments, their feelings. It's just like, you know, analysis of different kinds of feelings like that. You know? And so this is describing, of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Krishna, her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's. She is Krishna's own energy. She helps him in his pastimes. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis. Wow, it's quoted here in Shri Charitamrita. So this is the potency of the verse we described last night from Brahma Samhita, which describes Radharani. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhirya Eva Nija Rupa Taya Kalabi Gomloka Eva Nivasat Akilat Mabhuto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhagami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord who resides in his own abode, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Kladini. Their companions are her confidants who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. This is probably Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's translation. This text is from Brahma Samhita 5:37. Okay. Krishnera karanya yaitse rasa aspadan kridara saha yaitse shunya vivaran. Wow. Now please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help him in his pastime. Any questions? Comments? We skipped over a lot of purports. Yeah. Yes, sir. Jeffrey. No? Okay, Jeff. Oh, okay. Yeah. Balaram Sandini. Anyway, Balaram maintains everything in the spiritual world. It's like Sesha. Yeah, it's all. They're all connected. Okay. For a long time, I couldn't understand the relationship between Mahavishnu, Vishnu, Gavardakshay Vishnu, Shuradakshay Vishnu, and Shankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev Shankarshan. What's the relationship, you know? And the point, like about a year ago in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was reading again, and there it was. You know, Vasudev stays Vasudev, Shankarshan becomes Garbhadakshya, Mahavishnu, Paryumi becomes Garbhadakshya Vishnu, and Aniruddha becomes Shirodakshya Vishnu. Expand like that. So, yeah. You can see everybody is connected like that. Yeah? Like, you know, you're at the border on American side about to cross into Mexico, and some police officer comes over and they're kind of looking at you, maybe you're trying to smuggle in some, you know, some books of the Hare Krishna or something like that. You know? And this guy's looking at you like that, and you realize, oh, he's a Mexican police officer. Or somehow he's over here doing some business, he can't do anything here because he's in the United States. Okay, you know. Like that. But an American guy, an American cop comes over and you go, oh, yeah. So we see that they have their expansions of a certain potency. So then the Mexican police officer has no potency. You can go talk to somebody like that, but directly he hasn't got any potency. He can't tell you to stop or anything else like that. You know? So we see Vasudev. It's like the gopis. They saw Narayan one time apparently like that with four arms there, and they're all good Hindu girls. So they pay their obeisances and they said, have you seen Krishna? Pointed like four arms, I guess he pointed that way. You know? So they all ran off, so on. So they saw Vasudev portion, and they were respectful to him. But they wanted to, you know, serve Krishna. Their intensity was so intense that they wanted to serve Krishna. Like that, yeah? So the same way, you understand these potencies, expansions like that, it actually becomes important later on. In the beginning, maybe we're just trying to understand the Maha Mantra has some potency to free us from reactions and this kind of stuff, and okay, I chant. Controls my mind, I don't think about bad things. Krishna's all powerful, he can control everything. Nobody's gonna ever hurt me. You know? But then later on it starts to become, well, how can I serve the Maha Mantra? What can I do? How can I chant in a certain way? You know, like that. And we start to develop our potency to do this, you know. And it's unlimited. Even Krishna doesn't know all the potential we have. We don't know. So we keep on expanding, experiencing more and more potential in serving Krishna. And it manifests in the material world in a way that nobody else can do it. Every devotee in ISKCON has a unique service because we're all unique, right? As you discover what your unique position is and the whole thing like that. Yeah? Yeah. And so the here is describing the beginning. That after that, and I don't know how long it goes on after this. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Should I read some more? Yeah, okay, you have time? You haven't got to go to school? Hansaduda said, if I have to take birth in the material world, there's two things I won't do. I won't go to school and I won't get married. He said, these are two of the most miserable experiences. Yeah. Well, I guess if you get married to somebody who's 85 years old and about to drop dead. You can serve him very nice for 2 years and he'll die and leave you a fortune. You can be a widow your whole life. And like that. Rich widow. I never get married or anything else again. Okay. Yeah. I did it. Married 2 years. Now, okay. Krishna Kanta Gana Deki Trivida Prakar Eka Lakshmi Gana Pari Mahisha Gayar. Okay. And the beloved consorts of Sri Krishna are of three kinds. The goddesses of fortune, the queens, and the milkmaids of Braja, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Just as a fountainhead, Lord Krishna is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. The goddess of fortunes are partial manifestations of Sri Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. Wow. What's a Bengali? Bhaibhava gana jena tanur anga vibhuti bimba prati bimba rupa mahishara tati. Bhaibhava Gana, expansions. This is an instruction to Sanatana Goswami in chapters like, what is it, 20 through 23? Bhaibhava. He describes all these things, the different kinds of expansions. Bhaibhava Prakash, you know, Taratma Prakash, Krishna Ras Lila expands himself, Krishna Dwarka expands himself. So he goes through and gives a lot of different explanations and different expansions like that. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radharani. And the queens are reflections of her image. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display the forms of Vaibhava Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhava Prakash. The Vraja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions. Now, the instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is no such called exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Sri Radharani, Srimati Radharani, to assist in Lord's pastimes. Among them are various groups of consorts in Vraja, who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. Purport. As already explained, Krishna and Radha are one in two. They are identical. Krishna expands himself in multi-incarnations and plenary portions like the Purushas. Similarly, Srimati Radharani expands herself in multi-forms as the goddesses of fortune, the queens and damsels of Vraja. Such expansions of Srimati Radharani are all her plenary portions. All these womanly forms of Krishna are expansions corresponding to his plenary expansions of Vishnu forms. These expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. There is no difference between the original form and the reflected forms. The female reflections of Krishna's pleasure potency are as good as Krishna himself. Wow. The plenary expansions of Krishna's personality are called Vaibhava Bilas and Vaibhava Prakash. And Radha's expansions are similarly described. The goddesses of fortune are her Vaibhava Bilas forms, and the queens are her Vaibhava Prakash forms. The personal associates of Radharani, damsels of Vraja, are direct expansions of her body, as expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition. Personal form and transcendental disposition. They are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. In the transcendental realm, enjoyment is fully relished in variety. The exuberance of transcendental mellows is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are also known as gopis or sakis. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna. And therefore, these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. Their transcendental exchanges of love are the super excellent affairs of the pastimes in Vrindavan. And by these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Lord Krishna taste the rasa dance and other similar activities. Sri Radharani, being the central petal of the rasa lila flower, is also known by the names found in the following verses. Govinda, here's so many names now for Radharani. Govinda Nandani Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani, Devi Krishna Maya Prokta Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. She is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. And then the Briha Gotamiya Tantra says, the transcendental goddess, Sri Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is a direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is a central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Devi kahi jota mane parama sundari. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without are Lord Krishna. Yeah, she sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or Krishna Mayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna. She embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Purport. Krishna Mayi has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishna Mayi. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is also called Krishna Mayi. So these are probably his Bhakti Siddhantas. you know, commentaries like that. Prabhupada's just giving them. You know, he just echo, right? Echo these things. You know.
Krishna Vancha Porti Rupa Kari Aradani Ataiva Radhika Nama Purane Vikane. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Purport, the name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika. Radhika, the greatest servitor. Text 88. Truly the personality, oh yes, it's from the Bhagavatam. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30:28, which is, of course, the confidential verse. Anaradito Nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvara Yano Vihaya Govinda Krito Yam Anayad Raha.
Where does this occur? This verse occurs, you know?
Truly the personality of God has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind.
After Krishna disappears, like that.
Yeah. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the Supreme Goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe.
Wow.
Yeah. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Atayeva Sarva Puja Paramadevata Sarva Palika Protectus Sarva Jagatir Mata. Or, Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six offices of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Krishna. The word Sarva Kanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. Yeah. And all Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. And the desires of Lord Krishna, all the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Jagat Mohana Krishna Tanhara Mohini Atayeva Sangstera Paratakarani. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and heat are inseparable. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eke Aishvarupa Lila Rasa Aspadite Dhari Dui Rupa. Thus, Lord Radha and Krishna are one if they have taken two forms to enjoy spiritual mellows. To promulgate Prima Bhakti, service and love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Thus, I have explained the meaning of the fifth verse. To explain the sixth verse, I shall first give a hint of its meaning. The Lord came to propagate Sankirtan, that is an external purpose, as I have already indicated. There is a principal cause for Lord Krishna's appearance. It grows from his own engagement as the foremost enjoyer of loving exchanges. That most confidential cause is threefold. Srupa Damodar has revealed it. Srupa Goswami is the most intimate associate of the Lord. He therefore knows all these topics well. Right? And there's a little biography of Srupa Damodar here. Talk about it? Srupa Damodar? Okay. Prior to the Lord's acceptance of renounced order, Purushottama Bhattacharya, that's his Brahmacharya name, Purushottama Bhattacharya, a resident of Navadvip, desired to enter the renounced order of life. Before Lord Chaitanya's sannyas. Therefore, he left home and went to Benares, where he accepted the position of a Brahmachari from a Mayavadi sannyasi. This sounds like Lalita. You know, she's so independent.
Yeah, she, you know, so like superior minded, she'll go and do things before Radha and Krishna do them. So she'll go tell the gopis, come here. They're coming here after lunch. You have to come here and do something for them like that. So she'll lead the pastimes, you know, like that.
Where he accepted, yeah. Mm. When he became a brahmachari, he was given the name Damodar Swarup. He left Varnabhanari shortly thereafter without taking the sannyas. And he came to Nilachala Jagannathpuri, where Lord Chaitanya was staying. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there and dedicated his life for the service of the Lord. He became Lord Chaitanya's secretary and constant companion. He used to enhance the pleasure potency of the Lord by singing appropriate songs, which was very much appreciated. Swarup Damodar could understand the secret mission of Lord Chaitanya. It was by his grace only that all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya can know the real purpose of the Lord. Swarup Damodar has been identified as Lalita Devi, the second expansion of Radharani. So who's the first? Yeah, so she's not so contrary or argumentative. She's like, just always paralleling, you know, Radharani.
However, text 160 of Kavi Karna Purna's authoritative Ganadesha Deepika describes Swarup Damodar as the same Vishaka who serves the Lord in Goloka, Vrindavan. Therefore, it is understood as Swarup Damodar is a direct expansion of Radharani who helps the Lord experience the attitude of Radha.
So, I don't know exactly. So maybe they're multiplexing with the same bodies. Sometimes they both use this body, sometimes they use that body, like, you know, which is most effective. Because in Ramananda Roy, it's described as Vishaka. Then it doesn't say that. He says it's the second one. We're speculating the first one is Vishaka. I don't know who else would be. No, like it says, Lalita is the second expansion. Yeah. And so the speculation would be that Vishaka is the first expansion. My speculation.
It says here, Swarup Damodar has been identified as Lalita, the second expansion of Radharani.
It says, however, like that. You know, Prabhupada's kind of giving it like secondary, you know, significance. He's identified as Lalita, as identified as Vishaka. Like that, yeah. So, again, it says maybe they're both using the body of Swarup Damodar different times depending on the mood and situation like that. You know.
Yeah, but the expansion. Okay, because Ramananda Roy is discussing these things, who is supposed to be an incarnation of Vishaka.
First off, he goes to different hierarchies of religious life, none of which Lord Chaitanya accepts as being transcendental. You know, following, you know, being a good mother, good father, take care of your family. You know, many Christians believe this. God is happy when you do a good family person. You know. So it's very good, but it's not really transcendental. You know. So finally he goes to, he said, well, take sannyas. He says, well, you know, but this may miss the essence of things. He says, okay, fully engage yourself in hearing and chanting about the Lord's transcendental qualities from the pure devotee, the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, yeah, that's transcendental, pure. But you tell me something higher, tell me more than that. So he goes to higher intensities, and finally he starts going to these, he says, in Vrindavan there are different intensities of levels in Vrindavan. And he says, from tatastasta, from a neutral position, you can make this hierarchy, which is more higher, which is more intense, like that. But the thing is that nobody in Vrindavan, why not nobody? I mean, many people in Vrindavan are not in tatastasta. They're not in this neutral position. They're in their position of cowherd boys. And half the time, the cowherd boys think the gopis are really stupid. They're so silly. They're so, like, you know, stupid girls, like that. They're always fickle. And it's too emotional, let's go play, like that. You know, okay, yeah, forget the girls, like that. Yeah, guys forever, like that, yeah. So then they went off and Krishna abandons the gopis and goes play with his friends. You know, the gopis and all lament for their whatever. So it's all, you know, it's all. So he basically says, the best position is your position. So if you're a cowherd boy or, you know, one of the servants of Mother Yashoda, that's the best position. You know, like that. And that is, this is the way it is. You know. But from a neutral position, yeah, you can look at these things and say like this and that, you know. So, you know, so then Radharani's expansion the same way. From a neutral position, you can probably judge the different
you know, Saki is from some kind of angle like that. But, you know, that's become confused. And, one's better than the other? No. You know, from the actual reality of the situation, they're all the best. He even says that one time. Every cowherd boy thinks, Sanatana Goswami says, that he's Krishna's closest friend. And so he's actually surprised. So why is Krishna always talking to me about these things? I'm not that. Other boys are such, you know, better followers of Krishna than me. But Krishna's taking me as his closest friend. You know? So, at least every cowherd boy thinks that Krishna's my closest friend. You know, I'm Krishna's closest friend. You know? And the next verse he says, by the nature of the internal potency, it's a fact. You know, that's just the way it is in the internal potency. You know? Here's the world of dualities and stuff like that. And duality means that you can have one. This is in mathematics, because you have duality. First you establish duality, and therefore you can have one and two. And because you have two, you can have two and three. And because you have three, you can have three and four. Like this, you can generate the number system from these, like, you know, from these two Cartesian coordinates. So all these, you know, serious thinking comes from the basic thing of duality. Okay, that answer your question? More or less. So Vishaka is, you know, so what do you say, the most intimate associate, like that, you know. And, for example, I mentioned there was before, his name, Dasarath Sutta, I told you, esoteric books, he was describing them. He said, yeah, the Tunga Vidya is kind of like, you know, this, more like, what's the word? She kind of takes Krishna's side, like, you know, Krishna's supposed to be there for some birthday party, and he's like an hour, 45 minutes late, because he was, you know, dallying with Chandravali or something, who also has some birthday thing for him with his friends. He says, well, I got to go now. Oh, don't stay. Don't go stay. Where do you got to go? What's more important? Well, someday I do something. Where are you going? Oh, yeah, I got to go. And so funny, he just gets there 45 minutes late, and, you know, Lalita's throwing flower garlands at him, you know, like that. And all the rest of the gopis are chastising him, and, you know, look at Chandravali, he's so unhappy. And then Radharani is also angry with him. And Tunga Vidya says, well, give him a chance. Let him explain. He's trying to explain why he was late. Maybe he has a good reason. Give him a chance like that. And Krishna's saying, yeah, yeah. Like that, you know. Give me a chance. Like that, you know. So it's like that. You know, the different gopis are, they say, well, who's more intimate, you know, like that and so on. So, you know, it's, you know, it's, everything was going on, different white combinations like that. But I would say from here it's describing, this is probably what Ujjwala Nilamani details him, that, you know, Vishaka is the most, yes, I say, well, maybe she's my closest friend, you know. She can talk with her about things, feelings. But then, yeah, what's without Lalita? Because Lalita is a person, she kind of even sacrifices this to stay in this position of being, like, you know, the controller and the manager of everything else like that. Yeah. One time Radharani is finishing her lunch and she's, you know, she's running off to meet Krishna. And Lalita says, slow down, Missy. You just had your lunch. You're going to get sick. Krishna can wait for you. So she, you know, tells Radharani what to do with that. So it's necessary, you know. It's part of the whole rasa. You know? Yeah? Yeah, if we're following, if we're Rupa Nugas, you know. But again, it's like if there's a big explosion in the elementary school and your kids are there, you know, you're out the door and you see everybody else's, all the rest of the parents out the door running to the school like that, you know, it's just, you know, everybody's going like that, you know. And when you get there, it's like things falling down and burning, you know, and you run inside and there's some kid like half unconscious and this fire is about to consume him, so you run over and grab him and get him out of there. It's not your kid, you know. Like that. But yeah, it's just that somebody else is going to get my kid out. If there's a chance, I'll go back looking for my kids. But right now, let's get all the kids out. And later on, we'll sort them out. Who goes to who like that, you know. It's the same way, you know, then Guru comes and, you know, some people are supposed to go to Ayodhya, some people are supposed to go to Vishaka, some people are supposed to go, you know, like that, you know. It's like, there's one, just the military, some Kshatriyas, or some 27th Airborne Cavalry or something, their motto was kill them all, and kill them all and let God sort them out. Kill them all and let God sort them out. Okay. So our motto, we took that same thing, is send them all back to Godhead, let the gopis sort them out. to this. Lord Chaitanya is just get everybody out. Yeah. But, you know, later on, the gopis will figure out where they go. We'll just get them all out. So that's what I understand. We're, you know, right now, you know, we're in this catastrophe. We're all taking shelter of, you know, Lalita, like that, you know. And so you got to understand that maybe it's not. If you get into it in detail, we sense this is not exactly my humor, my position. You know, probably very argumentative. You know, for me, he was walking one time, morning walk in Juhu, and all these people were there. Dr. Patel is there. And he was arguing with Prabhupada about all these things. You know, and so Prabhupada was commenting, yes, in my family life, I was very argumentative, like that. You know, and then Dr. Patel says, you are still very argumentative, still Prabhupada. You know, and Prabhupada says, yes, it is a fact. You know, he liked that. He would. Encourage his servants and everything. Like Prabhupada would chastise his servants for not doing it properly, and they would say, yes, Prabhupada, yes, Prabhupada. So after 4 or 5 days, Prabhupada looked at the servant and said, you're no fun. You never argue back. You never fight back. Yes, Prabhupada. So that servant, I mean, was Shruti Kirti. And Tamal Krishna, yeah, he would argue about things with Prabhupada, but Shruti Kirti said he just couldn't do it. He said, even though he understood Prabhupada liked it, if you try to do it, he just wouldn't have that mood like that, you know. This is Chandravali. There's always a submissive like that, she can. And so everybody, you know, fits in, you know, like that. So that's what I would say, you know, when we're following Rupa Goswami. I even had an experience. I was listening to Prabhupada preaching in universities, and I was thinking Prabhupada was so argumentative that I changed arguing everybody. Whereas I would be like, yes, yes, and look at it from this point of view, and, you know, and give a very logical thing, you know. And people probably forget it within 5 minutes, you know. But because arguing with Prabhupada their whole life, they remember Prabhupada, and like, ooh, women are less intelligent, ooh, that's so many, you know, like that, or like that, you know. Like that, you know. But the different experiences after maybe five years of, you know, remembering that and having different things happen, and they would say, it's fact. You know. I know one girl, she was had a hard time with that. She was, I forgot her name, she was a black girl, and very, you know, she had a whole thing, you know. Really good poetry about the whole thing, you know. What do I need a man for to take shelter of him and of his broad shoulders when I can carry the load with my broad hips? It's like, you know. And she had her gurus, like, you know, stuff like some black queen so-and-so. And it wasn't violent or anything, but her view was, she had this thing like, you know. But that was maybe about 20 years ago. And some other came in, she wrote a letter or something, and now she's changed her opinion like that. She hasn't sacrificed anything, but she's got a broader view now that, yeah, it's that, you know, women are okay. They have their special potency of being a lady, having a female body, in terms of understanding Krishna, which men can't take advantage of. So you use that. At the same time, too, she understands, yeah, men also have a certain potency and a certain relationship than ladies naturally. You know, need to take shelter of that. Okay. So, you know, it's all maturing. It grows like that. We understand our position. So I was thinking, Prabhupada, he's so, wow, it's, you know, but I see, what's this offensive to think about my guru this way? You know? So like day after that, I was in Russia. I went into the temple room before Mangalarati, and it was this big picture of Prabhupada. That was the kind of Vyasa Puja, you know, Vyasa picture. I put my bases and looked up. And I said, no, I'm glad I looked up. And there's Prabhupada looking at me like, you know, kind of like, you know, like a, kind of chiding. What chiding? It means like chastising in kind of friendly, funny fashion like that, you know. And what basically what it was feeling was like, you know, tense is that probably saying, what do you expect? I'm a Vaishya. I like to, you know, argue and fight like that. And you don't have to be this way. You know, you have your own way of doing things. So do it, you know, like that. You know, stop criticizing me. You can preach me like that, you know. So yeah, we have our own nature and character, and it may be different. And it may be different than our guru, you know. But yeah, he's guru because he's intelligent enough to know this, right? And I have disciples who are like, you know, fanatic street book distributors. So I, you know, I don't, and they're very attached to Bhakti Bhushan Swami, you know. And so I don't, it's not at all unnatural. It's very natural because he's like this fanatic street book distributor guy, you know. And so, but one of them was having trouble and getting her rounds done and everything else because of fanatic book distribution. And she was embarrassed to tell me that, and she told him like that, and he didn't deal with it because he's not her Diksha guru, you know? So he told me like that. He said, "Ah, yeah, we've been Ashkasaki's a little problem around and stuff like that." And he's like, "Oh, so and so." And I said, "Okay, blah, 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 blah." So, you know, it's natural. It's like uncle and brother. We worked it all out like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So on. Yeah? So he began to understand the different roles of Guru Tattva too, which is Balaram. You know, there's Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Astra Guru, like that. Patni Guru, like that. Yeah, yeah. Even our life in the material world becomes spiritual. Because you see, actually, it's just like we're disliking different people because we have our own separate agenda. That's the problem. You know, it's just like, what was it, 4 years ago now? Or Aditi and Diti. Right? Aditi did a sacrifice to kill her sister's children. That's material. You know, so then Vishnu appeared and said, "I know why you're worshiping me, because you know you want that your children will be the Indra, the Varuna, you know, the temple president, the Sankirtan leader, like that. So you can worship me the way you want to worship me." Very easy. This guy, it's very easy to see, like, you know, even two sisters, they become devotees, and then one of her children become the temple president and this stuff, and then so she can pick the Janmashtami outfit for, you know, spend $3,000 on it. And then her sister's thinking, "Wow, it's ugly. I wouldn't dress my dog that way. Ooh, you know." So, you know. And so then she's praying that her sister's children have a fall down, so her something like that. You know. So this is the Bhagavatam. So it's not that they want material things; they both want to serve Krishna, right? But they want to serve him in their way, yeah. And so sometimes that becomes materialistic. It becomes mixed with your desire to satisfy your particular karma. Like that. You have your materialistic karma. You want to gratify your body and mind in devotional service. Ah, devotion. I want to cook certain things for Krishna. Why? Because it's my psychological nature. Like that. So that's the problem, then, the purifying of that. But on this level, the variegatedness is not disintegrating. You know, it's centrifugal. It's the word for it. It's integrating. So then with Lalita and Vishakha are disagreeing about something about Radharani and Krishna, they both like it. You know, it's like, again, somebody's fighting in Iraq and he comes back to the United States and he's fighting again with somebody. Now he's fighting with a friend and they like it. Tennis competition. But now it's like, yeah, it's, you know, I want the other guy to, you know, to do his best. Not like that. Not to, like, "Oh, I'll let you win" or something. "Oh, you're my friend, I'll let you win." No, come on. No. Yeah. And so they, fighting is a way to understand what's the best for Krishna. And so, you see, Rameshwar and Hansa did it with fight a lot of times. Sometimes they always had this kind of, like, little materialistic thing to it. But a lot of times you could see they were just expressing their ideas about things and they would, you know, they were so happy. One big atheist was always fighting with a theist in Europe. And this theistic guy died. And this big atheistic guy was crying. He said, "Why are you crying? He was your greatest enemy." He said, "Yes, and who will I fight with now?" Like that. He's gone. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Power question, Jay? Maybe. One second. I lose my place. Book is so big, it's like you lose your place. One page you can lost forever. Yeah. Oh, it's a purport, yeah. Is a purport about its smallest problems? No. Oh, yeah, okay. No. Okay, yeah. He's just trying to explain the sixth verse. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, Brahman would be Sandini.
Sandini is a potency which makes everything exist. That's Brahman. Brahman is Sat. At any point in time, everything exists. There is a reality. As Buddha said, there is no reality. Right? Shunyabad. Everything is zero. This is nihilism, nihilistic, like that. So then after that, Shankara came along with the Nirvisheshabad and said, there is a reality. Wow. What a relief, like that. What is it? No, I'm not going to talk about that. So he established the Sandini potency. And then Shankaracharya came along, and Madhvacharya came along and established dualities, which is the beginning of Sambhya, that things are different. But the Christians object to this when they hear about it because it's too strict. And Prabhupada says, he says that it's just too strict. But maybe because he has to fight with this, you know, oneness of Shankara, he makes these dualities too strong like that. No, there's a spiritual world and a material world, like that. He said, you want to leave the material world and go to the spiritual world. And we understand that, the material world is also the spiritual world. No. So he says, wait, there, it's too strong. Well, actually, that whole thing of having an impersonal form is kind of like, it's an oxymoron. Yeah, oxymoron. Yeah. It has to be variegatedness in the Brahman. It's like you walk in the main example. Socrates, the same thing. Socrates said, you come out of the cave and you see this is too bright in the beginning. You can't see, but there's light. As your eyes become accustomed, you begin to see like the forms like that. So first thought, there is a reality. And then, I can understand it. And then I apply that understanding and there's happiness. Qualities, names, form, past tense, activities. Yeah. It's the same thing. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Sandini, Sambit, Ladini, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Because in the Paramatma we used to have form, intelligence, guidance. You can see the hand of God in things, but you don't see His face yet. Devasa Muni went right to Vaikuntha, being chased by the chakra, and he saw Krishna, Vishnu, face to face. He saw His qualities, he was aware of His qualities, but he couldn't appreciate Lakshmi. She was there. So Sat Chit, there's no Ananda. So Kapila describes the same thing, by the yogi can come to this point of seeing the Paramatma, but there's no Ananda. Okay, but then she said, just keep on pressing. At some point, a little bobble will come. It's like a dry sponge in the water. Take it out, it's still dry. But if you hold it there, right, at some point you see one little part starts to get wet, And once that one little part starts to get wet, then it just like expands like that. So that's how it'll happen. We go on chanting, there's no taste. I know it's right, everything else, there's no taste, but then I just keep chanting. And at some point, something happens, and you feel angry, happy, fearful, funny, and all these, some kind of, and that's me. It wasn't me, real me. So then if you go on like that, then that's Baba Bhakti. At that level, we got to fan the fire. Once you get the real wood going, toss more matches, forget it, now I got it. Not too much air, not too little, not too much wood, not too little. So Baba Bhakti, there's no reason to follow Vaidhi Bhakti anymore. Because now you've got a real fire. So then you're following it, but now you're following it with a higher... You're doing the rules and regulations.
points to what Hari described. You're doing the same thing. It appears that you're coming to Mangala Arati because it's a rule and regulation, but you're not coming in as a rule and regulation. You're coming because it's naturally just a wonderful part of your original service. Yeah. Okay. I may stop here. Something else. And so, later on, if you want to read, it's verse number 102. I don't know what happens after this. The three confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Wow. My God. It's even more intense. Let's take off. This is a bookmark. Are you using those? Are you using this? Oh, okay. So I won't touch them. That's okay. Come on. Vertical Maha Mantra. It's symmetrical left and right. The whole thing is symmetrical left and right. Monkey and Piggy could have been this. Actually, we invented Pam Ho and that's what's his name? Hansaduda. Prabhu said he was coming to discuss it with all the big expenses for the telephone calls. He told the body to get teletype machines. Usually so typewriters and that, you know. And so Hasidur got one. And I was the technical guy, so I know how to use it, you know. And you dial up the number, then it sends exchanges like some recognition code, then you push the button, you have a tape. First you type the tape, and it cuts it, and you put it in there, and it was like, it reads as a tape reader. I think it's like so much noise. And actually, fax came in like about like a year, like 2 years after that, a year after that, so. But they charge you like 1 cent a letter or something, you know. So please accept our humble obeisances, all glories to Shah, so probably like 25 cents or something like that. So having this fanaticism or whatever nature for acronyms, I admitted Pam Ho, and I got stuck like that. You know? So maybe either I'll go back to God here or I'll go to hell for for doing that. You know? So it's just monkey and piggy. You know? Everybody has their potency in this realm, but I think this is something that is very difficult for anybody to surpass us, an acronym. Now I'll tell you even something more intense. Monkey discovered that the word acronym is an acronym. Alphabetic character representation of names you minimize. Okay, we got the pose. Supreme personality of Acrohead. Acrohead. Okay.